speaking of Tanqueray, and you know Big Fatty is doing the Name His Listeners contest, I actually kind of like puppets. I wouldn't mind being called Big Fatty's puppet. I think that's a great name. I'm in favor of puppets. I'm just really open to the idea of being a puppet. Oh, God.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Speaking of Tanqueray.
Yes! Hello. Oh, dear, see, I don't have the. Oh, Big Fatty, you don't have the micro hoist over here, and your grandson can't hear you, and you've got important things to say. Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 918 of the BFO. Oh, no, it isn't. Big Fatty, you had just fucked it all up, and half of it we couldn't even hear because you weren't even near the microhoist. Hello, two-inch scorpions. Hello, two-inch. Big Fatty, you did the wrong voice. Let's try it again. All right, here we go. Hello, two-inch scorpions. Well, hello, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, it's episode 919 of the BFO. For two, I say Tuesday. Oh, did I see? The 19th of August, 2011. And y'all, coming up on today's little show. Oh, Big Fatty, you're supposed to say it with me. And coming up on today's Say It With Me, a little show. Y'all, we've got voice letters. Yes, Big Fatty. All right, y'all. Now that I've fucked it up, and then I went back and fucked it up some more, and then went back and fucked it up some more, Big Fatty, it's normal. Just normal. You're just excited. You're just excited, Big Fatty, because today is a special day. Oh, dear, I had forgotten. Oh, before we go any further, we must recognize this special day. Yes, Big Fatty! Dear Gussie, y'all, today we are celebrating the exiting of the birth canal of everyone's favorite curmudgeon. Yes, that is correct, everyone. Today is the celebrating. Big Fatty, move forward and say who it is. Y'all, it is Dr. Stone's celebration of exiting the birth canal. Dear Gussie. And y'all, he is out there in the San Diegos, where y'all, I understand they have two-inch scorpions also. And y'all, if you haven't sent him a little texty message, an instant message, or an e-letter, or one of those electronic cards, or a voice letter, y'all, you can call. It's all that information's over at the Live It Up. And y'all, I don't know what it is, because quite frankly, I'm depending on y'all to call for Big Fatty. Big Fatty, you're always pushing it off on somebody else. But a special celebration for Dr. Wesley Stone. Yes, Big Fatty. Gussie, y'all, I went to lunch on Monday, and y'all, I came back, and there was a package sitting on my desk at the coal mine, and y'all, I wasn't quite sure what to expect from that, and y'all, quite frankly, what did I do? I looked at it to see if it may have been from a listener, but there was nothing on there that said it was from a listener, but y'all, it made me worried. It made me worried because, y'all, it is from the Colonial Medical Assisted Development people, and y'all, I don't know. I'm not quite sure what the hell they've got what they've sent to me. Y'all, perhaps it is a colostomy bag. I don't know. But, y'all, it says on here, clear as day, do not open until Wednesday. Y'all, I don't understand this. Do not open until Wednesday stuff, so we'll just set it over there with the rest of them. So, we'll see what the assisted living people have sent to Big Fatty. Big Fatty! Y'all, speaking of exiting the birth canal, and this will only mean something to either dead people and Miss Kitty. And Larry Cly, maybe. But y'all, not only is today, too, I say Tuesday, Dr. Stone's birthday, but it's also the Cop's. It is the Cop's birthday. Happy birthday to the Cop. He is somewhere in North Kakalaki, but y'all don't ever hear from him. And you don't need to know who the Cop is. But anyway, Big Fatty, when you say Cop, we always think of the most vulgar things out there. So please, move forward.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up. With Big Fatty, oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, don't play this voice message until Wednesday, August 10th. Okay, so stop it right now and replay it. You should stop it. You shouldn't be listening to me right now. Anyway.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that Miss Kathy Bacon, y'all, she is demanding, y'all, another thing that we've got to do on tomorrow's show, y'all, we got packages to open, and we got a voice letter to listen to tomorrow, but y'all, the good thing is, Miss Kathy Bacon called back, yes, Big Fatty.
Okay, Big Fatty, I got it. My t-shirt for Vegas is going to read.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, now you know damn good and well that Miss Bacon knows that if we are going to talk about Vegas, we have got to play the Rots a Rock music. Big Fatty, start the music.
Okay, Big Fatty, I got it. My t-shirt for Vegas is going to read. Are you ready? This is what it's going to say. Now you'll just have to tell me if I should put it on the front or on the back. My hair's not very long, but if I put it on the back, it might have to be probably about the middle of my back. But anyway, this is what it's going to say. Are you ready? It's going to say, are you as blocked up as I am?
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that Miss Kathy Bacon, y'all, she's batshit crazy, and y'all, evidently, she's gonna be all stopped up, being a home pooper and all, but y'all, I just don't know, I know Dr. Stone would love to have one of those, because y'all, it's true, he might as well eat hammer a big Gouda cheese up his ass. Big Fatty, please! Because, you know, y'all, he is super home pooper. Super pooper. And, y'all, speaking of people that are going to be in the Vegas, y'all, did you hear at the beginning of today's little show? Y'all, that was the Ange and BC the Faye driving. Y'all, he is going to run a shuttle bus. Y'all, he's got some little small, short, yellow school bus that he's going to drive all the Pride 48 people around in. And, you know, Big Fatty, you'll all just be right at home in that thing. Just right at home.
people thought it's taken. I'm just wondering if you have a special file for your Do Not Play on the Show voicemail. Either just a question I want answered, or ask Big Fatty.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, if it's gonna be an ask Big Fatty, you know, we gotta do this. Big Fatty!
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question today comes to us in the form of a voice letter from the one and only Miss Kathy Bacon. Miss Bacon?
Hey, Fat, it's Bacon. I'm just wondering if you have a special file for your Do Not Play on the Show voicemail. Either just a question I want answered, or ask Big Fatty. Thanks.
Now, y'all, I believe this question is prompted by something that the old gal said on one of her shows, that she has a special file that she keeps that says, "Oh, lovey, don't play this on the show!" And so, you know, that's probably what prompted the asking of this question. And y'all, we can always depend on Miss Kathy Bacon to make everything relevant. And y'all, it's important nowadays to keep things relevant and keep it fresh and, you know, see the similarities between all the different little shows out there and everything. And so, y'all, I just want to thank Miss Bacon for kind of keeping us all in line. And you know, just asking the hard questions. You know, now this one is not necessarily hard, but sometimes she, you know, she's there to just make sure that the hard questions get asked. And as far as the answer goes, Miss Bacon, the answer is no.
Hi, Big Fatty. I don't know if anybody suggested this yet. If they did, then I will suggest it another time. You call your small vulgarities as you look at the kitty cats. Hello, kitties. Or hello, pussy. Thank you for calling. Bye-bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that's everyone's favorite Mexican, y'all. That is that hat M. Well, I shouldn't say everyone's favorite Mexicans. Big Fatty, don't be making judgment like that. But y'all, that's one of the Mexicans. Hat M, you know, he does that Mad Broom Closet little show. And he accused me on Monday of not listening to his little show. Now, y'all, I will admit that I am a little behind on Big Fatty. No one would use the words little and behind to describe you. But anyway, I'm a little behind on those. But y'all, his shows go for an hour and 45 minutes. Y'all, it's just, you think Big Fatty has trouble keeping his own attention for 20 minutes a day? Y'all, an hour and 45 minutes. Y'all, just, you know, oh, something shiny. So anyway, but y'all, evidently, the Mexican telephonic service is not working worth a tinker's damn, y'all. It is not working worth a tinker's damn. But y'all, I believe he was trying to suggest that perhaps the listeners be called the Kitty Cats, and he wanted me to say "Hello Kitty" or something like that, or "Hello Pussies." Big Fatty, please, 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 just play the last voice letter, please.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Ricky. you know, calling from Foul Monkeys, the number one podcast for Timmy Sims. I thought I would call and just say hello, and. Yeah, that's about it. I just feel special. So, you have a great week, and I can't wait to see you in Vegas. And hello, Timmy. Bye.
Yeah.
FoulMonkeys.com.
Oh, Ah! Dear Gussie, y'all, I'm telling you something. I'm telling you something. That Timmy Sims knows how to strike a nerve. He strikes a nerve, y'all. Just strikes a nerve. And, Oh, I know something else about all this, but I'm not going to mention it. I'm saving you. I'm saving you, Timmy Sims. Big Fatty loves you. Oh, Lordy. And, y'all, that's going to be a little private little joke between Timmy Sims and me. Because, y'all, we really know. We really know which show he loves. Just loves. It's just lovely, Big Fatty. Y'all don't have any idea what the hell else I'm going to talk about today. I do have a couple of days on the bacon calendar that I need to catch up on. And by a couple of days, I mean about a week, y'all. Because the next one up is last Wednesday, y'all. Last hump day. And y'all, it says America's favorite food is now a fun and fashionable tie. At BaconTies.com, you can purchase a silk screen tie covered in pictures of sizzling bacon. Lovely if you wear ties. For Thursday, pre-bacon, also referred to as bacon in training, is another way to say pig, swine, or hog. Y'all know, I like that one. Pre-bacon. A pig is pre-bacon. y'all, a recent study showed that a breakfast of bacon and eggs could be healthy for pregnant women's unborn babies due to the high levels of choline in poultry and egg products. Choline, and y'all, that is spelled C-H-O-L-I-N-E, is an important nutrient in brain development. Y'all, evidently, there are many people I know whose mothers did not eat bacon and eggs when they were when they were embryos. Big Fatty, Chef Heston Blumenthal of the Fat Duck in England. That's over there in the Uck, y'all. Y'all, speaking of that, Stephen the Uck is on his way up to Scotland, y'all. So keep him and his luggage in your thoughts. The Fat Duck in England is known for having one of the world's most unique restaurants. He often features bacon and eggs ice cream. Y'all, that just sounds vulgar. I love bacon and I love ice cream, but y'all, I'm sorry, it just sounds vulgar. And I know that Denny's, and I'm not referring to Denny of Stevie B and Denny fame, or Warren up there in the Chicago's. I am referring to the Denny's restaurant. Y'all, I know they had a bacon sundae or something like that. Y'all, it people said it was good, but y'all, it looked vulgar. For yesterday, Monday, it was slap some bacon on a biscuit and let's go. We're burning daylight. And y'all, that was Will from the Cowboys. I don't have any idea what Will from the Cowboys means. And y'all, for today, Dr. Stone's celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, it is the wake and bacon alarm clock is the perfect way to wake up. You simply put a piece of frozen bacon in the alarm clock at night and set the clock. 10 minutes before your alarm goes off, it will start cooking the bacon. So y'all, you wake to the stench of burning bacon in an alarm clock. Big Fatty, you have a way with words. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely Tuesday, and if the opportunity arises, I hope that you are able to enjoy an adult beverage or just kick back and just say thank you for calling.
Speaking of Tanqueray.
Yes, I was just speaking of that. Pour me one or two.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438 and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.